So because of the shortness of time, I will dispense with the kirtan. We just had a long kirtan. So in Bhagavad Gita, Shanti.
Silence, please.
Silence is golden. In Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Krishna says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvataha tattva deham punad janma naiti mam eti sojuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So Krishna says here, if one knows his transcendental nature, etc. So how are we going to know that? How do we know that? How to know Krishna in truth? By the Gita itself. The Bhagavad Gita, as it is, Krishna, it's explained in the Padma Purana that the Bhagavad Gita is an incarnation. Vishnu is explaining to Lakshmi that the Bhagavad Gita is an incarnation of Vishnu, an incarnation of Krishna. That the first five chapters are the heads of Vishnu. The next 10 are his arms. The next two, the next one after that is his abdomen. And the last two are his feet. So the Bhagavad Gita is directly Krishna, directly Vishnu. So he explains in detail, and concisely in detail, concisely but also in detail, everything you need to know about Krishna. Right? And unlike other shastras, the Bhagavad Gita is directly spoken by Krishna. Over 90% of the verses, 95% of the verses are directly Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Directly Krishna speaking. So it is direct. The Bhagavad Gita is Krishna. Excuse me for using my left hand. The Bhagavad Gita is Krishna. Directly Krishna. That is why it is so powerful. So tremendously powerful. And it is ever fresh. No matter how many times you read the Gita, no matter what level of realization you may be, it is, when you read it again, it speaks to you freshly. It speaks to you because it is Krishna. And Krishna is in your heart. And Krishna directly speaks to you. Whatever your problem might be, if he is directly speaking to you. There are many motivational speakers out there. So many motivational speakers. But Krishna, he is the original and the best motivational speaker that you can ever find. The whole Bhagavad Gita was meant to motivate Arjuna, who was in the complete doldrums of depression. He was crying. He was emotionally defeated. He had dropped his bow. Krishna totally motivated him. No matter what state of mind you may be in, if you simply read the Bhagavad Gita, specifically if you read it out loud, you will be a different person afterwards. You will be like Arjuna. You will be totally motivated, totally fearless, and full of knowledge. The Bhagavad Gita is like that. That's how you will know Krishna, because it tells in detailed knowledge all about Krishna, all his glories, everything about the material. The five topics of the Gita are God, the soul, time, the material energy, and karma. Just the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita contains more knowledge, more spiritual knowledge in it than any shastra from any other religious tradition. And I speak that coming from another religious tradition. That there's more knowledge just in the second chapter alone than you will find in the Bible or the Quran. And those are, I'm not trying to diminish those texts. But specifically, that it is organized knowledge. The way Krishna is speaking, he tells everything. And simply by reading the second chapter itself, no matter what situation you are in, any grave situation, it will make you fearless. Recently, one of my godbrothers, and he was saying how 15 years ago, he had purchased the Bhagavad Gita at a festival, and he put it on his shelf. Then, after 14 years, he got a heart attack. And he was in the hospital. He was terrified, completely, totally terrified. I mean, he is facing death. He was witnessing his own mortality. That in a moment, everything can be taken away from him. So he told his, and he was frightened. He was totally frightened, as one should be, because the material world is a horrible place. So he asked his friends, "You please go to my home. There's a book on the shelf. Please bring it." He read Bhagavad Gita, totally pacified his mind. The Bhagavad Gita will not save you from death, because as the Bhagavad Gita itself says, for those who are born, death is certain. But what the Bhagavad Gita will do is that you will not have to take birth again. So many times in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "And you will come to me. And he will come to my devotee will come to me." Many times in the Gita, Krishna says, "And he will come to me." That means you will not stay in the material world. You will come to Krishna if you simply follow what Krishna instructs to Arjuna. Now, there are many other shastras, many other glorious shastras. Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the Grantharaj, the king of all shastras. But even the Bhagavatam, the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, it glorifies the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is glorified in the Bhagavatam. Why? Arjuna, in the first canto, he is all despondent because he just heard of that Krishna had left. He was very, very despondent. He was totally in distress. But he says, simply by remembering that conversation with Krishna, I am now returned to my balanced state of mind. I'm totally pacified. That is the power of the Bhagavad Gita. And specifically, if you read it out, of course you can, depending on the situation, but if you read it out loud, because then Krishna is directly speaking to you, and it enters, pierces your ears. It's in the sound vibration, the ether. And what does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita? Shabda ke, I am the sound in ether. And it becomes doubly so because it is directly Krishna speaking. It enters into your heart. The Atma hears. It understands. You understand. You are eternal. No matter what problem you have, you will still exist after the problem is over. We had so many problems in our life. We were praying to pass our exams in school. Everybody was in frustration. They were upset. But what are they going to pass their exam? Those problems are all gone, but you're still here. Because the soul is eternal. That is one of the basic teachings of the Gita that Krishna explains in the second chapter. That's why it is such a powerful, powerful one. And in the Padma Purana, there is a section called the Gita Mahatmya, where Lord Shiva explains to Parvati a conversation between Vishnu and Lakshmi about the glories of each chapter of the Gita. How if a person had just recited that one chapter, what happened? I'll only mention one, because there's 18 chapters of the Gita. But the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, how there was one wretched person named Susharma. He came from a Brahmin family, but he didn't follow any of his nitya karmas. He didn't do anything. He lived a wretched life. He would just make money by selling leaves. And his favorite thing was to drink alcohol and to eat meat. That was his, he was just a very low person. Committed so many sinful activities. One day he was in some sage's garden, picking leaves, and he was bitten by a serpent, died, and went to Yamaloka. Because he was so sinful, he had to go through many hells. Many hells. And eventually, through the cycles of birth and death, he achieved the body of a bull. He was in a bull's body. And he was owned by a man who was very cruel. And the man used to load him up with huge piles, you know, could barely walk. And then in this way he was suffering for 7 or 8 years. And one day the man loaded up with such a great load and was driving him really fast, and then he just collapsed. Collapsed, and he was unconscious. And there was a bunch of group of people there who felt sorry for him. So one man came up to the bull and says, "I will give you a portion of my punya." And then other people saw that, they also came up and said, "I will give you a portion of my punya." And in that group there was a prostitute. Now she felt kind of awkward because everybody else is giving punya to this bull, but she's saying to herself, "I don't think I have any punya." But she said, because she's a prostitute. So she went up to him, to the bull, and said, "Whatever punya I have, I'll give you a portion of it, if I have any." So then, and then bull died. Then the bull appeared in the court of Yamaraj, and Yamaraj says, "All your sins have been erased because of the punya you got from the prostitute." The prostitute's punya. And then that Atma took birth in a highly elevated Brahmin family, and he could remember his past lifetimes. So then, because he could remember his past lifetimes, he searched out this prostitute and asked her, "My dear lady, well, what punya, what did you do, you're a prostitute, what did you do that was so great, that just a small portion of it, and I was released from so many hellish conditions?" And she said, "Over here I have a bird, a parrot, who always is repeating the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita." And then the parrot, because he had been repeating the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, also knew its previous lives, and it recounted how in the past life he was a learned Brahmin, and he was very envious of other people and always critical and developed many wretched qualities. And because of that, he had to take birth, and eventually took birth as a parrot. And even as a parrot, he lost his parents as a child. So he was just he was recovered by some rishis, you know, in the sand, and brought to their ashram and put in a cage by the Gurukul, where every day the children were learning to recite the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Then one day he was stolen by some thieves and sold to this lady. And that is how she got her punya, by listening to a parrot recite the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So that is the power. And then the Mahatmya goes on to describe the glories of the other 17 chapters. So now Krishna explains that, you know, sometimes we come to the temple and we see this very elaborate puja, very elaborate thing, which we cannot replicate at our own home. It'd be very expensive, so much manpower is there. But what does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita itself? The Bhagavad Gita is teaching so many things. So the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, and I did in 1870, Krishna declares, "And I declare that he who studies this sacred conversation of ours worships me with their intelligence." So you can just... Okay.
With your kind permission.
Uh-huh. We're not... I
what? You want the translation?
It's too late. How could we translate? Well, then you should have given me more time. You should have given me more time. I'm almost finished. I'm almost finished. I'm almost finished because in six minutes. No, I have to do I'm almost finished. Let me do the last part. So here we see many Bhagavad Gitas. So this is... So this is Krishna's appearance day. So I want you to all take Krishna home with you. I have explained that the Bhagavad Gita is directly Krishna. You please take Krishna home with you. You have a Bhagavad Gita already? Take another one. Keep it in your office. Give it to a friend. Give it to an enemy. Give it to anybody. They will be benefited. You will be benefited. Everyone will be benefited. Take one. Take a whole carton. You know. That's all I have to say. I guess just enough time here for you. You didn't give me much time. So who wants a copy? Who wants to bring Krishna home? There's the lucky person over there. Hare Krishna.
Last year, we want to finish the announcements. Quickly, we have 4 minutes.
We have enough time to get downstairs then.
Yeah.